Listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke, your daily Broncos podcast.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of the show. Happy Friday, wherever you're at, all across Broncos country, from the South Stands to the end zone, you are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior NFL analyst for Pro Football Network and Denver Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Follow the YouTube channel for film review, Cody Rourke NFL as well. Make sure you guys are following the show on Twitter at Locked On Broncos. Also like us on Facebook as well, and make sure you guys are subscribed on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, for daily exclusive Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage that you can get here all year long. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, the NFL playoffs, they are here this weekend. Unfortunately, the team that you love to root for, the Denver Broncos, they are not there, right? And that's an unfortunate situation. It's been a long time since Broncos fans have been able to cheer on a team in the playoffs, but you know what? I think as all of us, myself as a media analyst, I know you as football fans in general, you guys love the Broncos, but you also love football. You can find the little victories. You can find ways to enjoy the playoffs, even though the team that you root for on Sundays is not there. So with that, on today's episode of the show, we're going to go over some Broncos news and notes as it pertains to the general manager search in Denver. Then we're going to focus on the AFC and the NFC playoff picture and give you a viewer's guide as to who to root for, what to look for, and storylines that could potentially impact the NFL playoff picture here this weekend, heading into next weekend as well for the divisional round and many other matchups. We have you covered here on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. So starting things off here with some Broncos news and notes, folks. The Denver Broncos are going to be getting into their general manager interviews here today. These interviews are going to be conducted virtually via Zoom, and when the Broncos come down to the one to two final candidates that they believe are the best fit for their team, then they can bring those people in for in-person interviews. But the Broncos are going to get started today with Champ Kelly. He's the assistant director of player personnel for the Chicago Bears. He, right now in a lot of talking circles, he's the favorite to be the next general manager for the Denver Broncos. He's had various interviews already as is. The Broncos are also going to be interviewing George Payton. He's the vice player of player personnel. He's the assistant general manager for the Minnesota Vikings, and he's done a really good job of acquiring some young talent as well. So it's not necessarily about, I think a lot of fans, when they look into general manager searches, they always think about, where is the person coming from? Are they coming from a team that has a winning record? Are they coming from a team that has a great roster? These are things that you look at, but I think when you look at player personnel or even assistant GMs, you have to look in for your general manager candidate. You can't factor in, okay, well, they played on a team that was below 500 this past season. It has nothing to do with it. How are they regarded as an executive? How well-respected are they around some of these bigger circles? And what type of experience do they bring to the table? What type of opinion, what type of different perspective can they bring to a franchise, a new franchise, separate from where they were previously? So when I think of Champ Kelly, obviously some former ties to the Broncos, George Payton, obviously with the Minnesota Vikings, the roster they've assembled over there of time, they've always been competitive in the NFC North division. So you're looking at the overall body of work of these executives that are trying to rise up the ranks. And ideally, the Broncos, they're looking at a lot of player personnel folks. They're not necessarily looking at former general managers. Obviously, though, George Payton is an assistant general manager for the Vikings. Now, there's also another one, Dave Ziegler of the New England Patriots. He's the assistant director of player personnel over there, New England Patriots. There's so many people are saying, oh, don't touch anything with the Patriots. But here's the deal. The Patriots over time have acquired some tremendous pieces on their roster. The way that they have orchestrated what, you know, their roster build up over the years, you know, factor in Tom Brady. Absolutely. Everyone's going to say, well, Tom Brady's the reason they won. But people have no idea how much, like, Tom Brady's just one guy. But these guys that are bringing in all these players, supporting cast around guys like Tom Brady, you look at guys that they brought in on the defensive side of the ball. Dave Ziegler is a great eye for talent. He's well regarded in many NFL circles, and he's going to be a candidate for this Denver job as well. The Broncos are also looking at Terry Fontenot, director of pro scouting and the assistant general manager for the New Orleans Saints, and that could be a gem. I mean, right now, I think the consensus is that it's going to be Champ Kelly or Terry Fontenot as the favorite so far for the GM job in Denver. So obviously, a lot of things to keep an eye on there. He's had a lot of interviews as well. Well-regarded, a lot of years of NFL experience, obviously in the player personnel side of things, scouting department. You want guys like that that have an eye for that. And these guys are ready to make moves to be a GM. You don't want guys that have already been a GM because they've been in that job before. They've had that experience. You want somebody that is going to tackle the job of general manager because it's fresh for them. It's motivating, and it's going to keep them going for many, many years. I mean, this is the start where we start to see people in the NFL have long-term careers, whether they were assistant director of pro scouting at one point, whether they are now a GM. But we see that buildup, the accumulation of 15-plus years, 20-plus years, 30-plus years of association in the NFL. Denver needs a refreshed mindset as to where they want to go as a football team, and they're going to take a look at every avenue as well. They're also going to be taking a look on the internal side of things as well. Brian Stark, he's the director of college scouting for the Broncos, and he's very well regarded inside Dove Valley. Obviously, we can take a look at the Broncos' last three draft classes. We look at the wide variety of young talent that they have assembled. Brian Stark, he's become a favorite internally. Now, here's the deal. I think if Champ Kelly or Terry Fontenot, if they get the GM job in Denver, I think Brian Stark potentially moves up into that role that Matt Russell played for John Elway. Now, then again, the new general manager is going to have his say. He's going to have his own touch as to who's going to be in that position. You could see some complete staff changeups inside the scouting and personnel department based on guys that maybe have familiarity with one another. It's going to be a rare instance when you see a GM come in and completely keep everything intact. There's going to be some changes. What changes will those be? I mean, obviously, that's, you know, there's a lot to be determined as it comes to that. But obviously, as we find out a little bit more information, there is an expectation that the Broncos could have their decision on the final two candidates this weekend, and then the Broncos could ultimately make a decision early next week as to who will be the next general manager of this Denver Broncos franchise. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get to playoff discussion. Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? Yes, absolutely, folks. Even though Denver's not in it, we still have to talk about it because there are some ramifications potentially in the AFC and the NFC side of things, and also a perspective as to what the Broncos maybe need to do to get back to be in a position to be in the playoffs next year when we have this same exact discussion a year from now. But before we do that, folks, I got to tell you about the two sponsors of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. That is rockauto.com and sportsbetting.com. Now, with rockauto.com, chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are always the same for everybody, and they're always reliably low. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible, rather than changing the prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or account logon. And when you guys need something for your vehicle, when something goes wrong, or if you're building up something, you have a project in the garage that you're working up, RockAuto.com is where you need to go. And I rock with RockAuto.com because they're a family-owned business that's been serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything that you need, whether it's an engine control module, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, you get everything that you need in just a few easy clicks delivered directly to your doorstep. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle based on year, make, model, the brands, the specifications, and the prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts elsewhere? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Lockdown in there, how did you hear about us box, so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And our good friends over there, sportsbetting.com. Sportsbetting.com is passionate about sports, and they're the authority on sports betting. They feature their own in-house bookmakers, and sportsbetting.com is known for their sharp odds and low juice. That means the best prices for you. And when you sign up today, new players can receive a welcome bonus up to $1,000 and a risk-free week of sports betting. Registered players can take part of some of the awesome promotions that they have over there at sportsbetting.com, like 2 for Tuesday, break a leg, and overtime pay. Sportsbetting.com offers no hassle bonuses with just a one-time playthrough, so take advantage of their NFL touchdown promotions with can't-lose offers on first touchdown in NFL action. Get your action at the home of sports betting. That is sportsbetting.com/lockdownbroncos. Getting into our NFL Wild Card Weekend discussion here on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Just a reminder, folks, that Lockdown Broncos, all year long, even when the offseason ends, we are here for you every single day of the week. Just a reminder, if you guys are not yet subscribed to this podcast, make sure you go to your favorite podcast provider and hit that subscribe button as well, folks, for daily exclusive Broncos news content and coverage. Let's get into the playoff talk right here, folks. Wild Card Weekend is here, a brand new format where we're going to see three AFC games. We're going to see three NFC games, and football fans have everything that they need. Obviously, yeah, I think Broncos fans wish that Denver was in here, but we're going to focus on Saturday's games here first, and we're going to get to Sunday's games, talking about maybe who you should root for in the NFL playoffs, what to keep an eye on as well, and some of the interesting storylines surrounding these matchups, and what type of implications could they have on Denver. Now, let's start off with an AFC matchup here on Saturday. The Indianapolis Colts will travel to Buffalo to take on the Buffalo Bills, and this is going to be at 11:05 a.m. Mountain Time if you are in Colorado on CBS. And look, this is a matchup between Phillip Rivers, who could be potentially playing his final game of his NFL career. Potentially, if he loses, then he's going to be done. He's more likely to be a high school football coach after that. But Phillip Rivers, you know, luxurious career that he has had. Unfortunately, he's never had a ring. And there's going to be a lot of obstacles. And unfortunately for the Colts, their main obstacle is the red-hot, dominant Buffalo Bills right now, who are led by Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. And that offense is just rolling. I mean, even when they sat out Cole Beasley, that Bills offense against the Miami Dolphins last week absolutely just went off. Isaiah McKenzie, former Denver Bronco, looked like the, you know, resurgence of Tyreek Hill in a sense in the slot. I mean, he was one of those guys they went to. He had a punt return for a touchdown. He had a receiving touchdown. I mean, he was getting involved in the action there. And we saw the Buffalo Bills game up close and personal when they traveled and they played Denver, and they just absolutely, in every facet of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, they smacked Denver in the mouth in that game. And Denver, I mean, Buffalo looks like a legitimate candidate right now for the Super Bowl. I've held firm on my stance since I've seen them play this season. I really do believe that they are the one team that will probably contend. I think that they will beat Kansas City if both teams go to the AFC Championship and play each other. I really do see that being a scenario right now. Buffalo is just red hot, and the way that we're seeing Josh Allen play is very efficient. I mean, we talk about how Patrick Mahomes was elevated last year. We talk about his play even a couple years ago. Josh Allen is making some of those similar plays. He's being very efficient at protecting the football, not throwing a lot of interceptions, and he's throwing for a lot of yards. He's throwing for a lot of touchdowns in every game, and this is going to be a tough test for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, we talk about social media bulletin board material. Obviously, the Buffalo Bills, they've been having fun all year long. They've been on social media dancing. And there was a clip this week that circulated on social media about them dancing to "Can't Touch This," right? And all of a sudden, you know, that might be something that is put into the meme bank eventually if the Bills don't show up. And for the Bills, they made it to the playoffs last year. They had an impressive first half against the Houston Texans. Then they had an absolutely abysmal second half, and they collapsed in that fourth quarter. For them, this is getting that nasty taste out of their mouth. Wild Card Weekend. I always think it's beneficial for teams to play rather than having a first round bye. And I'm going to get to that conversation coming up here in just a little bit, because it does pertain to the number one seed Green Bay Packers, the number one seed Kansas City Chiefs, that, you know, Chiefs represent the AFC West. So I think for the Colts-Bills game, I've got Buffalo winning this game, but they can't overlook Indianapolis because they play such hot and cold defense at the time. Obviously, their D coordinator is in line right now for some head coaching gigs. He's had some interviews. So keeping an eye on that whole situation, Phillip Rivers' potential last game versus the red-hot Buffalo Bills. Be sure to check that out. That is at 11:05 a.m. Mountain Time on CBS. But getting into some of the NFC side of the games on Saturday, I tell you what, folks, we have a whole day of football. I know what I'm doing. I'm not leaving the couch. I'm sitting on the couch. You know, I may have to sleep on the couch. The wife might not be very happy with me that I'm going to have football blazing all day long. She knows what I do for a living. She hears me talk football in my sleep, and so the last thing she wants me to do is be able to, you know, watch football all day long, as I've been doing for the last 17 weeks now, going on 18 weeks, and next week we're going to make it 19 weeks, and we're going to make it 20 weeks after that. They're going to make the Super Bowl, and it's going to be 21 weeks of just absolute joy. I love football season. I love interacting with all of you during football season as well. But in NFC West showdown, the Los Angeles Rams at the Seattle Seahawks, and that's going to be a 2:40 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff on Fox. And here's the deal, folks. I mean, imagine being in a division as competitive as the NFC West is. I think that Denver and the AFC West, I think the AFC West is relatively just as strong and competitive. Now, we talk about the top to the bottom. I mean, when you look at it in a nutshell, this is a division that features right now two of those teams in the playoffs. Obviously, the 49ers and the Cardinals have missed the playoffs. They're not in it, but this is a very, very tough division in a nutshell. And when we look at the Rams, obviously, former Broncos defense coordinator Brandon Staley's had a very impressive first season as a full-time DC there, taking some of Vic Fangio's concepts and applying it to his own and giving the Rams a chance. Because to be honest with you, and here's the deal, the Rams offense this year has been wildly inconsistent, and John Wolford made a start last week and led them to a victory. But here's the deal, Jared Goff is questionable for this game. He had thumb surgery, and even if he's able to go, I mean, how much can you rely on Jared Goff here against the Seattle Seahawks, who have DK Metcalf and, you know, Bobby Wagner? That defense there has been in Seattle has been atrociously bad here in 2020, but that offense with Russell Wilson, with Tyler Lockett, with DK Metcalf, it's been very fun to watch. Greg Olsen is coming back at the right time for them. I do think this is going to be an entertaining game. I think it's going to be closer than a lot of people expect. But outside of that, I look at what Brandon Staley has done. He's got obviously a very talented secondary led by Jalen Ramsey. He's got Justin Hollis, former Denver Broncos, an outside backer in his scheme. And then you have Aaron Donald on the interior. That makes your job a lot easier. But he's done a very tremendous job down there in L.A. And I said that, look, the Rams going into the playoffs could be one of the most dangerous teams there. I just have a hard time seeing the Rams knock off the Seahawks here in round number one wild card week. And I think that Russell Wilson, is really poised to have a big breakout series here in the playoffs. And maybe he could lead the Seahawks on a run, but you have to go against DK Metcalf. You have to go against Lockett and Russell Wilson. Look, I wouldn't bet against that, you know, 9 times out of 10. So I'm going to take the Seahawks in this matchup. Eager for your thoughts as well. If you guys want to share your playoff thoughts with me, I'm going to put a tweet out. Looking forward to hearing what your projections are as well. But quite frankly, one of the most interesting games of Saturday will be on Saturday Night Football NBC, and it's going to be Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady's first time playing in a wild card game in a long, long time. The Buccaneers, they are traveling on the road to take on the Washington Football Team, a team that they have more wins than. And when you look at the overall setup of the playoffs, you maybe make the argument things might have to change, but the Buccaneers with a better record, they travel to the division winner Washington, and they're going to play Alex Smith. You know, if his leg continues to hold up, he's been dealing with some calf soreness, calf issues there as well. Obviously, they want to be cautious with that as they move forward, but they made their first playoff berth in quite some time there, and Washington is a gritty little football team that, I tell you what, Chase Young defensively, he's exciting, and there was some bulletin board material this week about, Chase Young saying he wants Tom Brady. Well, here's the deal. Bruce Arians fired back, says, be careful what you ask for, right? Who knows what we're going to see? It looks like right now the Buccaneers offensively are rolling just at the right time. They're getting all the weapons acclimated, involved Chris Godwin. Mike Evans is questionable for the game. He hyperextended his knee. There was some current concern there, but the expectation is that he's going to play. And then obviously Antonio Brown's there. Rob Gronkowski and Cameron Brate there at the tight end position. Scotty Miller's an underrated guy. Ronald Jones out of the backfield for them. They have a very talented and dangerous football team. However, I still wouldn't be surprised in that same regard if Washington somehow pulls off the upset. Now, I think it's unlikely, but I'm just saying right here, I wouldn't be surprised. So that kind of lines out your Saturday action of NFL playoff football, folks. And before we get into the NFC side of things, I just want to remind you guys to check out one of the new shows we have here on the Locked On Podcast Network. That is Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long, and you can subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. And if you need an NFL pregame show on Sunday, Ross Jackson and myself, we host Locked On NFL Sunday Live. It's a video pregame show on Twitter over there at Lockdown Live, obviously at Cody Rourke NFL, at Ross Jackson NOLA. Catch the pregame action that so many people, including Broncos fans, have been taking advantage of in the last couple of weeks here. Obviously, we've been doing it all season long. It's grown a lot of traction, and Lockdown NFL Sunday is going to bring you the latest news, the recap of Saturday's games, and a preview of all of Sunday's action. Lockdown NFL Sunday on Twitter at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Be sure to turn on notifications to be able to be notified for when we go live. But let's get into some of the playoff games here on Sunday, folks. And that's where we're going to see the Baltimore Ravens traveling to take on the Tennessee Titans. And it's crazy that right now we're not having the conversation that Derrick Henry should be in the MVP conversation. I mean, for him, his body of work, over 17-plus touchdowns for him this season. 2,000 yards rushing. He surpassed that. He's not in the NFL MVP conversation. I know that right now it's a prestigious quarterback-driven award, and obviously it's going to go between Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers should win it, but they may have to look at changing the overall value of this award. I mean, I think you can have a most valuable quarterback award. That would go to Aaron Rodgers. NFL MVP, there's other positions that get overlooked, and Derrick Henry's historic season this year has been overlooked, hasn't been talked about enough, but this is a rematch of the divisional round that we all saw last year, where the Tennessee Titans traveled to Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson, the NFL MVP, and the Ravens, and this was a game where we saw Derrick Henry and the Titans run roughshod on them. I mean, they beat them, they blew them out in fashion. Jarrell Casey was on the Titans at the time. He got after Lamar Jackson, and we saw a very interesting game altogether. Now, the Ravens are traveling to Tennessee, and I think this bodes well to where Tennessee is at. Tennessee has allowed, I think they've been in some games where there's been some shootouts, and I don't know if you can afford a shootout against the Ravens, because defensively the Ravens are probably more stout of an opponent than probably some of the teams that you face this year. I'd say, you know, minus the Pittsburgh Steelers when the Titans played them and Buffalo. I do believe that this is going to be a test for Ryan Tannehill. I do believe this is going to be a test for Derrick Henry. However, if you can get the run game going, you don't have to worry, because A.J. Brown and obviously the wide receiving core that the Titans have, it's effective. We've seen how useful they can be. Jonnu Smith, obviously at the tight end position, has been fun to watch this season for them. Ryan Tannehill's been very effective as well. This is going to be one of those games that, you know, I think the Titans are going to maybe be one of those teams that once they advance to the divisional round, I think they're going to beat the Ravens here. Once they advance to the divisional round, I believe they're going to be one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL playoffs. If I'm not mistaken, they're more than likely going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs. The winner of that, I think, plays the winner of the Kansas City Chiefs, depending on the certain circumstances there the next week. So we'll see what happens, though. We can totally see what happens. I'm going to get to my discussion on first round bias here in a little bit. Then you have the Bears traveling to take on the Saints. The last time these two teams played, the Saints won in overtime, and you got to see one of the Bears wide receivers punch Chauncey Gardner-Johnson while he had his helmet on, get thrown out of the game here. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's done a phenomenal job being one of those pests at the cornerback position. He's very good. He gets in opposing wide receivers' heads, gets them off their game, and then he plays right into that game, and he dominates there from the slot, and he's a very good player. That Saints defense is very dominant. You know, the question mark this week is, will Alvin Kamara be available for this matchup? Obviously, he tested positive for COVID a couple weeks ago. What's happened this week for Kamara is that he has been doing practice at home, right? They've been able to telecast somehow. I don't know exactly how they did it, but Sean Payton's been mic'd up. Alvin Kamara's been at practice virtually, in a sense. He sees what's going on in the field. He hears Sean Payton giving instructions. I don't know how that's going to work, but you can catch that game on CBS. Nickelodeon, too. It's a new test that the NFL is running, and Amazon Prime. I think, obviously, if you're rooting for anybody in this game, I think Drew Brees, obviously, going out potentially this year. This is his final season in the NFL. He's going to retire. He's got a broadcast journey set ahead of him with NBC. Would like to see Drew Brees get a Super Bowl. I've always been a big Drew Brees guy. And, obviously, former Bronco Emmanuel Sanders is there as well, and you can factor in that very strong defense that New Orleans has. This could be one of those games, but we've seen the Saints get into the slump where they've hosted these playoff games and they've laid an egg. The offense hasn't been as explosive, and they've been inconsistent, and unfortunately the defense, you know, in these playoff games the last couple of years have been on the field way too long for New Orleans. So I think that this is going to be a big key to watch. Can they overcome a potentially dangerous pass rush with obviously the Chicago Bears led by Khalil Mack, and that secondary that they have there I think is very talented there with Chuck Pagano calling the defense. And then the Sunday Night Football game, obviously this is going to be a big one because the Cleveland Browns, for the first time in forever, I didn't want to give the whole Frozen analogy there, the rhythm, so I did it my own way, but the Cleveland Browns traveling on the road to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers in the playoffs here. And the big storyline this week, no Kevin Stefanski for the Cleveland Browns, obviously, as he tested positive for COVID-19, no Bitonio on the offensive line. So this is going to be a game where Baker Mayfield has a chance to change the narrative that many people in the media have on him. Can he be the guy? Can he take over a game? Can he be the guy that leads his team to victory? We've seen flashes of it throughout this season, but can he solidify himself here on the biggest stage of them all once you get to the NFL playoff picture? The Steelers, can they run the football effectively even though the Connor is back? That's been a struggle for them this season. They've thrown the ball way too many times. Big Ben has dealt with so many wide receivers dropping passes, and that Steelers defense is very, very, very talented. So this is going to be a fun and exciting matchup, another divisional matchup that you're going to see. Obviously, these teams playing each other three times so far here in 2020. Obviously, it's not 2020 anymore. It's 2021. But that rounds out your NFL NFL wild card weekend playoff picture. And I just wanted to vent on something real quick before we get off air here on today's episode of Locked On Broncos. I've always been a big disbeliever in first round buys. I know a lot of teams shoot for it, but with, you know, Kansas City, they locked up a first round buy. The last time we saw Kansas City play, you know, with Patrick Mahomes, I'm not counting the Chargers game where the Chargers lost without all their starters, but when they hosted the Atlanta Falcons a couple weeks ago, we saw the Chiefs offense not play, not as dangerous or as explosive enough as we have seen them previously. Patrick Mahomes had arguably one of his worst games of the season, and we're starting to see maybe a little bit of a drop-off. Are they starting to drop back down to reality a little bit? Are teams starting to figure out how to play against Patrick Mahomes? Coming off of a first-round bye is dangerous. I know Broncos fans remember this in 2012 when they played the Baltimore Ravens in the divisional round. And all of a sudden, you know, a team like the Ravens, who played in a wild-card week and won a game, advanced to the divisional round. The Broncos coming off a first-round bye, they look completely flat after some given moments. Joe Flacco obviously led a, you know, crazy playoff run there from the wild-card to the Super Bowl where they eventually won it. Obviously, that was one of those scenarios we could have talked about where Denver, I think, had a legit chance to win the Super Bowl that year. Unfortunately, that's not how it worked out. And I just think historically we've seen it, and we've seen it with the Ravens last year. They had a first round bye. Guess what? Then they played the Tennessee Titans. The Titans beat them. I believe it's a big disadvantage for teams to have a first round bye and then go into playing a team that it just played last week. They are football ready. You know, they may be a little bit more banged up. You may have had a chance to rest some guys up, but in terms of that football sharpness and being in sync as a team, taking a week off can absolutely come back to bite you in the tail. So Broncos country, NFL community, hoping to hear your NFL playoff picks on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Send me a reply to the tweet I'm going to send out. Looking forward to interacting with you and enjoying NFL playoff football this weekend. Hopefully the Broncos can get back to it next year. But with that said, folks, we'll catch you on Monday for a brand new episode of the show as the Broncos and their general manager search dwindles down. Will we have a little bit more clarity? Tune in on Monday to find out.